T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we'll get to the angriest man in America and Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. More stories about them when they were married. Joe Giulio, you just uncovered something here that is very interesting.
Yeah, so the Real Muto thing, right? So we're talking about, what will he go to free agency? What does it mean? Is it a big deal? So I remember seeing this in February, and then I forgot about it until now. So you know how JT lost the arbitration to the Phillies?
Yes.
So in the last 30 years, no MLB player that had this that was this close to free agency his last year lost to his team, ended up re-signing with that team.
Nobody.
Not one.
Jack, still feeling confident over there?
Yeah, I don't think the arbitration case means anything. I think that's more circumstance than like fact.
Yeah, but it's pretty interesting that every circumstance they don't re-sign with their.
Yeah, I think part of it might be if they really want to keep him, they re-sign him. Like if he goes to free agency, those guys don't go back.
And I think here's the thing: I think the Phillies got almost screwed here because the arbitration thing happened. There were all accounts say they're making progress towards a deal, and then COVID happened. Like what their plan wasn't that outlandish. Like this would happen with Ryan Howard too. Like Howard lost an arbitration and they paid him. Like this happens all the time where they lose the arbitration case but then they re-sign them and extend them before the season.
They wanted to sneak it in before opening day and then the pandemic hit.
Yep.
If he leaves, are we going to blame the pandemic or Middleton or Klentak?
Middleton and Klentak. Really, it's Middleton.
Really, it's really
That's
more
Middleton.
But it's the pandemic's fault. I think they were close to a deal and then this all happened.
Yeah, but the pandemic, I get it. It changed things, but it didn't change things for everybody.
Are we going to have a press conference next December where Middleton is blaming the pandemic?
When telling you.
If we don't, we don't.
Oh, they can't.
McPhail's going to nail
Jack.
It.
Oh, that's a McPhail thing. Well, the pandemic hit.
Let's get a Twitter poll out. Well, listen, it's too late to do it today. Let's get a Twitter poll out. We'll do it on Monday. And if we can get 9,000 votes, you know, email that over there to the Phillies and say, look, 9,000 votes, everybody wants Real Muto, and they'll re-sign him.
And then at the press conference, John's going to say this.
Signing Bryce Harper, there's a direct link between that and achieving a strategic objective of winning the World Series. Signing a relief pitcher for 1 year for $2 million doesn't have the same impact. I'm not touching that decision. I don't even think I want to know about the decision.
There it is.
Well, so based on what he said right there, this would fall under John Middleton's territory.
Strategic decision. That's right. Objective. Whatever. Listen, if you guys get 9,000 votes to re-sign JT at all costs, forget the Phillies seeing it. Real Muto's agent is going to ask Jack for the poll and send it over to the Phillies himself.
Yeah, just share the tweet with Real Muto's agent.
No problem. I'll get right on it.
All right, let's hear the angriest man in America. Where was this, Jack?
Somewhere down south.
All right, somewhere down south.
This is not me, by the way.
Is it regarding?
No, it's Julio.
Is it regarding masks and thing like that, or?
I don't know what it's really regarding.
He's just not happy.
Yeah, I mean, like everyone's mad all the time now.
Joe Giulio is the most mild-mannered person that I know, but he has admitted to having a slight case of road rage occasionally.
It happens, yeah.
All right, so here's this dude.
Trayton, loser, piece of. Yeah, videotaped me all day long.
What else?
So we're gonna bring it back, mother.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
You. No brain.
Is that it?
Listen, the guy cut me off, and I lost it.
Oh. Yep.
Sounds like you.
Happens.
You were trying to get to work. You're running a little late.
No one could drive. No one could drive in the rain, and sometimes you just have to yell.
Yep. All right. Quickly on Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. This is actually not a divorce lawsuit, as we originally thought.
It's going to become one, the way this is trending.
I believe they're already divorced. This is a libel. So Johnny Depp's suing the over in England, the newspaper The Sun, for libel. So they're both having to testify based on, I guess they reported something regarding Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. And so anyway, Jack, review what's happened so far as we've been chronicling this every day.
Well, so the first one we saw from the story was she pooped in his bed as a prank. And we thought it was like, you know.
But then it was maybe not a prank. It was because he was late for her 30th birthday party.
Right. And then he threatened to put the dog in the microwave.
Threatened to put the dog in the microwave.
And then there's another story that he's hanging their little dog out the window of their car while driving.
The same dog, yes.
And then she also released pictures of his lunch, which was four lines of cocaine.
And whiskey.
And a pint of whiskey.
And a pillbox.
And a pillbox.
So here's another thing that happened. So the end of his finger was sliced off. He claims that she threw a vodka bottle at him in a violent rage. So what did he do? He took the gushing and bleeding finger, and he scribbled messages to her on the window.
In blood?
Have you?
What's going on in that house?
Have you seen it?
No.
So, Jack, what did he write on it? He has a severed finger, and he's writing on the window messages to her. And he said from that moment he knew that it was over.
That was the moment?
That was the moment where he knew it was over. If
That'll
you look at the time. If you look at the one picture.
It looks like red marker. It's like a red Sharpie.
And he dipped it in paint too, didn't he, the severed finger? So
normal stuff.
He said he was in considerable pain after the injury, but he also wanted to leave the message. It said good luck and be careful. To her.
Way to send the message with blood.
He said blood was pouring from his injured finger, and he used it to first write in blood before dipping it in paint to continue his writing. Quote, when I realized the tip of my finger was missing, pouring blood profusely, tip of the bone sticking out, I believe I went into some kind of breakdown. It was the end. I couldn't live. So there you go. So then what else happened today, Jack? There was something else that happened today. I don't even remember now.
The Elon Musk thing.
Oh, yeah. So Elon Musk, who is, I don't know, what is he? He's a producer?
Elon Musk? No, he's the Tesla guy.
What? But isn't he also like a movie producer or something, too?
I don't think so. I mean, I think he's a billionaire entrepreneur.
Well, anyway, he threatened to cut off his penis because apparently they were having an affair. At least he thought so.
His wife and Elon Musk.
Yes, Amber Heard. So that's what happened in court today. This is happening in court, too. This isn't some.
Imagine trying to be professional in court, not laughing at all this. Like, I couldn't do it.
This is testimony under oath that is happening. This isn't some National Enquirer story that's saying all this. They are actually saying this.
I want a polygraph on Johnny Depp on the whole blood writing thing. I don't believe you lose a finger and you just dip your hand in red paint and start writing messages. You go to the hospital. Like, he's lying.
If you severed your finger, you lost the tip of your finger, you wouldn't.
My first instinct would be, let me dip this in red paint and write a message on the wall.
Scott and Delco. Scott's been involved in things like this before. Scott, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I guess when you go home, you got to really hug your wife, you know? it's a scary thought. It really is that somebody, you know, loves you that much to poop in your bed and do a laugh. But, I got nothing on that. I'm happily married, and I would never want to get involved in crazy stuff like that. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, real mood, though, man, I guess – we're going to have to kiss him goodbye? I mean, that's the sound of things. Am I wrong?
Well, there's at least a chance, Scott. I mean, I think 3 weeks ago, we wouldn't have had this thought as a chance, but you got every writer basically saying he's going to free agency, and it doesn't seem like the Phillies are going to stop him from at least getting out there and every team bidding on him.
Nah. It's going to be rough because, you get down there and everybody thinks, if you let him go, he'll just come back. And because of the arbitration stuff, and even before you just made that quote about how crazy the numbers are, if you go there going into free agency, the guy doesn't come back. Yeah, somebody's going to throw the money at him to make him a ticket-selling cornerstone. Look at our big catch that we got. You know, you could be the team to do it, and maybe behind the scenes they are working on a deal, and maybe they aren't. But it doesn't seem like they are.
It seems like at this point they've agreed that they're just going to let things play out because they're too far, away from each other in the negotiation.
To know that you might have almost been there, and then to know that, once everything broke out in March, it just kind of ruined it. They got to be looking forward to next year or so, but I wouldn't be scared of the luxury tax. I mean, remember, everybody was on board with, hey, we got Bryce Harper on a team-friendly deal so you could sign people. We're going to sign Mike Trout. What would he have cost you? He probably would have cost you close to what he got.
40 a year. Yeah, but Scott, here's the thing. The owner is already on record as saying they will do luxury tax if they think it's putting them over the top to the World Series, not to make them a playoff team. Right now, signing somebody, re-signing JT Realmuto isn't putting them in the World Series.
No, but they're about $4 million under the luxury tax, and you look at a team, for say, like the Yankees, they're like $22 million deep in it. So maybe you have to go out and spend. Washington's in the luxury tax. Mm-hmm. They did okay last year. I mean, you look at teams that have been competitive.
But they're also coming off a World Series, too. I mean, there's a difference between coming off a year where you didn't win a lot of games to coming off a World Series. This year their park's not going to be packed, but you're going to be sold out. When you win a World Series, look at the Phillies. Your park's sold out all the time. So you can afford to pay that extra money. They're not willing to do it. I'm not saying that they should or they shouldn't. I'm just saying it doesn't seem like they're willing to right now.
Yeah, and I think last year what really killed us was Patrick Corbin. You look at him going to that team and what he did for them and all the wins he brought
too.
Them and everything else, that should have been us. We might have been Washington last year.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great point. Appreciate it, Scott. Yeah, I mean, and they tried, Phillies.
Corbin.
They were in on Corbin.
Yeah, he came here. They had his picture up on the big screen.
If you remember that day, it was like that morning, it was like Patrick Corbin's going to sign today.
And
the Phillies are the favorites.
Yep.
And then the Nationals swept in, and the rest is history.
They basically had to sign Wheeler this year because they missed Corbin last year. Like, they were going for that other pitcher to put with Aaron Nola.
Correct.
Hopefully Zach Wheeler was good.
I do wonder if they would have signed Corbin if they still would have signed Harper.
You think they would have allocated the money differently? I think they would have.
I think they would have, too. I just don't know.
You know
what
I think? Did they already acquire Segura?
They didn't.
Yeah, well,
it was right around
McCutcheon was signed by that point.
But Segura wasn't.
Maybe no Segura. Segura's still in the books for
Money for the next 2 years.
$15 million a year after
20 and 21. Yeah,
I think it's a 22.
Is it 22?
I think it's 3 years.
We've had an objectively excellent offseason, in my opinion.
It's either 2 or 3 years. It's a lot of money for Gene Segura.
It's a lot. Yeah.
If we don't, we don't.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. The text line. Marks and Reese text line. We wrap it up on a Friday, and your calls. Hang tight, everybody. We'll get to you on the other side. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
UFC 251 is coming up, and there's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for, then lock it in. But lately, the thing I love most about FanDuel Sportsbook is the promos. They're always dropping new promotions to give fans an extra edge, and this upcoming fight is no exception. Right now, FanDuel is giving new users exclusive 25-1 odds on any fighter to win their title fight on UFC 251. That means you can pick any one fighter in Masvidal versus Usman, Volkanovski versus Holloway, or Aldo versus Jan, then bet just $5 for the chance to win $125. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is create your free FanDuel Sportsbook account and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to go to FanDuel.com/Chilio to claim your exclusive 25-1 odds on any fighter to win their title fight on UFC 251. Remember, that's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO.
I currently have no power at my house in Collegeville.
Fun night ahead.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
At least I have a basement that is cool, but they won't sleep down there. And I also need a new stove. The oven's gone.
So you're basically camping too in your own house.
And there's a pipe that is above a copper pipe that's above the bathroom in my basement that is leaking. So I need a new one of them too. So it's just, this is awesome. Yep. This is awesome. So hopefully it comes back soon.
At least it's not humid out.
Yeah, no, I know. It's definitely a great time of year to not have power. But I mean, I just texted my wife. I said, just take them down the basement. You know, it's like we have to set up like you're talking about camping. If we have to say like, hey, let's go camping down the basement and sleep down
there.
Make
it fun.
Yeah, because otherwise it's 90 degrees upstairs with no air conditioning. All right, let's do the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. They're offering 5 years of 0%, no interest on every diamond ring that you buy. That's right, diamond engagement ring, or if you're just looking for a diamond ring for your special someone, marks-jewelers.com. Jack, how does it, are you representing the station with the Phillies, or is it James Seltzer?
Nah, I think it's going to end up being Seltzer. I think it was like 52-48 last time.
Did you lose? Good.
You're losing?
Yeah, down 51-49 on 580 votes. Not quite the 9,000 we need, but.
There you go. All right. Well, James Seltzer would be the sound guy for the Phillies games.
That's produced one Phillies game in his entire tenure here. Meanwhile, seasoned veteran gets.
You are a veteran. You are a veteran. All right, let's go. Leo in Northeast. Leo, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First off, thanks for being there the last 4 months. You guys have made a lot of people's lives a little bit more interesting. And after hearing you on Monday, when that Deshaun thing came out, you were beat by the end of the day.
Yep.
You sound like you were in a grinder, but you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Leo.
As far as crowds in the stadium, Jim, you know, or sound in the stadium, I'm sorry, I need something. I just can't sit there and watch the guys just scratch and spit, do what they're going to do, and, you know, eat. I didn't even watch the guys play, but I need something else to look at, crowd somewhere, and some noise, anything to distract me.
Yeah, right? I agree.
And as far as some tips for Joe going camping, sounds crazy, but before you leave, raise your dryer lint. It's the best thing to start a fire with.
Really? That I wouldn't have. I would have never thought that. Jack's nodding along. The Boy Scout.
Yeah,
over
what
there.
We used to take dryer lint and roll it up in wax paper and light fires that way. It's just a lot easier that way. And do yourself a favor. If the kids are going to go next year, look into Knoebels. You can camp and go to an amusement park at the same time. It's in Western PA.
Now that would be
about
fun.
2 hours away.
Wow!
Thank you, Leo.
Great camping knowledge there.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Do that.
That's like 5 minutes from Bloomsburg.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There we go.
Go see the old stomping grounds.
Last year we went to Dutch Wonderland. That was our vacation.
Does that count as a vacation?
No. My sister-in-law got married, so it was like it was just too much. It was too much expense to get a house there. So we went to Dutch Wonderland, and my youngest, whose birthday is on Monday, she had a fever. So I was like, she's got like 102 fever, 101 fever, and we give her Tylenol or whatever. She's miserable. Yes. You know how it is. Where do you have kids there, Jack?
It sounds like fun.
It is fun. It's a grind, but it's fun. I'm going to use that tip on the fire, though. That's
a great idea.
Yeah, lint's great. Lights right up.
No, but that's also why you have to make sure you clean that out, because you'll light your house on fire if you leave the lint in the dryer.
It's flammable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great that there's lint, but you better clean it out of there or you're in trouble. All right, we'll finish up with you on the other side, but let's get to the Marks and Reese text line. Brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Slot machine gaming only right now. Limited hours at the Casino at Delaware Park. Online Delaware Lottery, and it's DelawarePark.com. It's the Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
The only person I won't have running fake crowd noise behind me is Tucker Bagley. I feel like he would fall asleep back there and bore me with his opinions. Maryland, Bucks County.
Wow. So Tucker is the nighttime producer, Joe Giglio's sidekick.
Tucker's getting ripped.
If you don't know, I love the criticism. Vince Quinn, who's coming up at 6 o'clock, he Instagrammed out a picture of hate mail that he got here.
Yeah.
And I didn't respond, but I wanted to say to him, like, well, you should feel important because someone actually cared enough about you and hated you enough to actually take the time to send something to you, put a stamp on it, and mail it.
It's like the old Reggie Jackson quote. They don't boo nobodies.
Hey, damn right.
And Vince just tweeted out, what would be a good name for a hurricane? So they got that to look forward to at 6 o'clock.
Oh, I can't wait. What's next?
No fans in the stands is like being suspended by John Marks. It makes no sense and leaves you wondering what has happened to your life. Pat from Payfair.
Yeah, but your suspension's over, Pat from Payfair, or Matt from Mayfair's suspension's over.
So he's milking it?
Yeah, no, like we need to move on from it. That was weeks ago.
I got the DM yesterday, by the way. I'm in the club. I got the.
You got the picture?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I didn't have it, but I got it.
Right. Oh, no, believe me. Once you open up that faucet, it never stops dripping, man. Never stops dripping. Go ahead.
I want to know which football broadcast has the best generic shot of cheesesteaks when in Philly for a game. Mark in Jenkintown.
Fox.
Oh, they have plenty. Plenty of stock footage.
Who was it a couple years ago that had the old Philadelphia skyline? They were putting it out like it was live.
Oh, it was an ESPN.
Was it ESPN?
Broadcast. Yeah, for a Temple game, I think.
That's what it was. A Temple Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
Do you think any of these broadcasts have ever updated, like when they watch the guy making the cheesesteaks? I think it's been
it's the
same guy for 20 years.
Yeah, it's the same guy. He's chopping it, and then he's putting the onions on it, and then the cheese whiz. So stupid.
Do you think they did that during the Kenny Moose and Goose era, or do you think Goose got a little too hungry?
I think Goose probably got hungry. Yeah. Go ahead.
Joe, if you had to choose which WIP show to take camping for a week, who would it be? Angelo and team? Joe, Richie, and Seltzer? Marks, Reese, and Fritz? Or just Howard? Jameson in Westchester.
No, it's got to be this show. I mean, I don't know if I could survive with the other shows. The more I can't see the morning show being good campers.
I don't see Angelo exactly.
No,
mixing in
Angelo, Al, and Rhea in a tent.
I think I love
Wechter.
To Cameron Ritchie, I love them, but that might be a lot. Them arguing for a week, they'd argue about everything in the tent.
Yeah, I could be fun.
Yeah,
I'd be fun. No, we would have a lot of fun.
This would be the one.
You know what? That's what we'll have to do next year. Go camping as a show.
Mark Cerise goes camping.
Yes. Let's do it.
I'm sure Ike will be on board.
All right.
Camping question, Joe. If you wake up in the morning and find that someone dropped a deuce in the middle of the tent, who is more likely to have done it? The wife or the dog? Asking for a friend. Johnny from Hollywood.
It's the dog. How about Johnny from Hollywood chiming in on the text line?
Yes. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Joe. Great job over the last couple of weeks. Except your suspect QB list. Enjoy your camping adventure with the family. As soon as you get there, you should immediately watch Super Bowl 52 and Nick Foles. This way, you'll be pitching a tent in no time. Hashtag LTBB for MVP. Scott from Delco.
Yes, I concur. Excellent job this week, Joe.
Thank you. Lots of fun.
Great to have you here. T in Collegeville. T, hello, buddy.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing? I just want to make an Eagles point and then give Joe some crap.
Yes.
Basically, what I was thinking about, the rumor that they might eliminate the preseason. How effective do you think that would be across the league towards the Eagles as well? And are you concerned if they did, what it would do detrimentally to the team?
I heard someone talk about this today. One thing that we're not talking about is injuries, right? Like in the 2011 year where pretty much there was no training camp and they went right into the regular season, hamstring injuries went sky high and Achilles injuries went sky high.
That's a good point.
So that's the one thing that we're not talking about is forget about how crisp they look on the field. How about injuries?
Exactly. That's one of the big components of what I wanted to bring up. So that's great that you're on that same page. Yep. I feel like we should talk about that more. And Joe, just so you know, I've been taking it easy on you because you've been filling in for Ike. But don't worry. We're going to go at it when you get back, man. I got a lot of firepower to give you away. LTPB, Carson Wentz, man. Have a good time.
I can't wait. Thank you, T. We'll fight when I get back. I appreciate it.
All right, T. Have a good weekend, man.
Feels like everyone's been waiting to yell at me about the quarterback list. And they just like, they're just, it's like bubbling. When I get back, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, they had the, we didn't get into it, but they had the, They followed up with the other positions, too, and they had running back and they had wide receiver. Obviously, an Eagles wide receiver doesn't make the top 15.
You're saying Alshon's not on the list?
No. He's not.
But Miles Sanders did not make the top 10 running backs.
And didn't get a vote for the top 15. So he
Even
wouldn't,
though he's probably a first-round fantasy option, right?
Yeah, I think they're underrating it, but it's interesting.
I agree with Joe. I think after this year, you're going to see his names on there. But people really, I mean, if you look at his entire resume from last year, it's kind of like, oh, well, he was okay. No, he got really good in the second half of the season.
I mean, he was helping carry them the last month. I mean, he was really good.
Yeah, I would pick him in the first round in fantasy, in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. So there you
Don't
go.
Give away your strategy too early.
Well, I mean, listen, come on, give me a break. Did I win last year?
No.
I didn't win last year. Colin and Wilmington. No, I won my own league last year. Right.
With Josh Allen, or was that this league?
Josh Allen. Yeah, if I would have
took Josh Allen over
Wentz. If I would have drafted Carson Wentz, I would not have won the league. That just shows you. I took so much crap for that. And I was just saying all I was trying to do, it wasn't for because I like Josh Allen any better. I was just taking him because I'm a true football GM. Judgment week, what is it? When or where and who have we been wrong before about? Well, we're looking for the people in Philadelphia sports that you may have judged too early and you were wrong about. And we will pick the best ones and talk about them during Judgment Week starting on July 20th. So you can vote all the way until next Wednesday at 94WIP.com/judge. Tell us who you were wrong about, and then we will discuss. And again, just like with the Go to Broad Street, if you want somebody to be spoken about, go vote because you can't complain. All the people are like, well, Bernard Hopkins should have made the list. You should have voted if you wanted him to make the list. So go vote now. It's 94WIP.com/judge. Tell us who you were wrong about. All right, I expect, even though you won't be tweeting it, I expect a full recap of camping when you return from vacation, Joe Gillian.
You got it. I will. I'll take you through everything that happens. I'm going to be there, so we're going to be there Monday night, Tuesday night, into Wednesday.
Okay.
2 nights, 3 days, camping.
All right, enjoy the week off, man.
Thank you.
Everybody, have a great weekend. Jack, be careful getting home, buddy. Hopefully I have power at some point
tonight.
Good
luck this weekend, John.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. Everybody, have a great weekend. Be safe out there, and Vince Quinn is coming up next. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.